Tess Zion Adar Mission, Sunday the 20th of February, Rabbi Yosef David, Lo Yilbash in Today's Society.
Sounds great, very good. They're looking in the Sifra Priskim at something, some indication of Purim Kotzen, what exactly we should be celebrating, or shouldn't we be celebrating on Purim Kotzen, what is it? Purim took place only once in a year. The Yahrzeit of Purim can only be once, can't be twice. I know that comes to the Yahrzeit of any general Yahrzeit, there's a difference of opinions between the Sfaradim and Ashkenazim, the Adoration of the Sheni is Eker. But Purim, there's only one, no question about it. So what's this Indian of Purim Kotzen? One thing we know, what affects us, we don't say Tachmin. It means one more day less than we don't remember Averas, which is quite comforting. But it looks to me there's a deeper Indian than this. Is unfortunately every year we land onto Purim with hardly any preparation. And if you think about it, if Yom Purim is Yom Kippurim, and Yom Kippurim we are 40 days before Sfaradim start Slichas, Ashkenazim start Blowing Shofar, there's always a reminder when it comes to Purim you land in like a slide. So at least on a leap year you've got 30 days. That's why you don't say Tachron on Purim Kotzen, not to forget in a month's time is going to be Purim. The great day is going to come. So I thought maybe a topic which will connect a bit to Purim, which is a famous question, an argument between the Marimins and the Yereim, whether a person can dress up like a lady or the opposite on Purim. We're not going into the sources of dressing up. And this week's parashah already is a mention of last week, Kisisa, of Moshe Rabbeinu, when he came down, he also put a mask. Yeah, for different reasons. By the way, each one of us has a certain oil around him, especially after we carry mitzvahs. We see that from Moshe Rabbeinu. Today they've created certain machines which they can detect how much aura. Someone went around measuring gedolim to see what happens around them. Anyway, what's relevant to us is a question which has been... I was asked this question a few times and we discussed it and things are not so clear. So all I'm doing is discussing it again with you. Yeah, with a bigger ilam, I'm sure you enlighten me more. The question is, sometimes men feel uncomfortable about having white hair. And they want to dye it to a different color. We're not going into the reason. Maybe later on we go into the reason. But the general question, is there an issa of lo ilbash by a man dyeing his hair from white to black? I'd go further and say, is there lo ilbash for a woman to dye from black to white? Because white is supposed to be a nice color for men. But anyway, I don't think it's shaykh bichlal. However, that's a question. And once we go into that topic, there's many different questions. Can a person walk in the street with an umbrella, a pink umbrella, when it's raining?
Why not?
Why not? Because Ilbash, perhaps a pink one. A pink umbrella.
You didn't say that.
I swallowed the pink. So, is there an issue is it something which is only wearable, or something which is held in our hands as well? And you get many, what age you start, you have to be mechanech your kids on lo ilbash, and generally your inner garments also inclusive in lo ilbash, or it's only outer garments which people can see. It's a great point, a great issue, which there's a lot to discuss. So let's begin with the pasuk, yeah? Everybody knows in Parshas Kiseitze, it says, Lo yeh kli gever, kli gever al isham, ולא ילבש גבר סמלת אישה, כי תועבת השם אלוקיך כל עושה אלם. Seems to be like a double issue, one applying to men, one applying to women. Lo yeh kli gever al isha, and here the Torah uses an expression of a kli, ולא ילבש גבר סמלת אישה. And it talks to about a man, talks only about wearing. Why? Because Baruch Hu doesn't like all of this. Interestingly, in the Gemara, it seems to be an argument based on these three words, Ki Toavat Hashem, it's a Toeva. Based on those three words, there's an argument in the Gemara between Tanakama and Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. What's the argument? The Gemara says that from what the Torah means, Toyeva, it means dafka, something which you won't just do an action of changing your garments. You'll take it further. You'll go and sit amongst a man, will go and sit amongst women, a woman amongst men. That's only when there's an issue of loyilbash. I mean, just wearing the opposite side garments is not enough to be over the Isur, because there's no Toeva. What's a Toeva? If you sit at home with a garment which is a woman's garment, there's no Isur. However, only if you take it forward and you go and mix, then you'll become a Toeva. That's what Tanakama holds.
Who says there's no Isur?
Could be that there's an Isur, but not the Raisa. Fine? No. I'm just giving Tanakama's opinion, yeah? Halacha is not like that. Halacha is like Rabbi Yezer ben Yaakov. I want to give background, some information.
Would you give the posuk, please? I
didn't.
The posuk.
Ah, the posuk, yeah. The posuk, you want to know where the posuk is?
Yes.
Chav beis, hey. Chav beis, perich habet, dvorim, dvorim.
Hey.
Very good. Oh, he stole one. He's got to be careful. Anyway, so... Rav Yehuda ben Yaakov disagrees, and it says in the Gemara, I'll read out the Gemara. The Gemara says, "No, minayin shelo teitze isha bechleizayin lemilchoma tamud lo yimar lo yeh keli gever al isha velo yilbash gever siblat isha shelo yitaken ish betikune isha." According to Rav Yehuda ben Yaakov, just doing what women normally accustomed to do, or wearing what they do, or the opposite, that's already enough to transgress the isha of lo yilbash. Strange thing. Normally we pass like Tanakam, not like Yezeh, yeah? Not like a Yochid against Rabim. However, we've got a rule. Mishnato shel Rabbi Yezeh ben Yaakov, kav venaki. Whenever Rabbi Yezeh ben Yaakov is mentioned in an argument, we pass in halacha like that. And so does the Rambam pass in halacha like that. And the halacha is that even without mixing, wearing is already an issur. Like we all know, wearing is already an issur. And that's how the Rambam brings. I read out the Rambam. The Rambam says, "Ha'avarat ha'se'ar mishe'ar ha'guf kegon beis ha'shechi ubeis ha'eva eno osu min ha'tera lemidiv sofrim v'amaviru makin osu makas mardus." Brings the Rambam in the next halacha, "Lo ta'adei isha adei ish kegon she'tasi b'loshu mitznefet." A woman shouldn't put a special hat which only men wear, or she'll wear a shirion. That's what they wear when they go to war in armor. Yeah? And then it says, "V'kayotze bo'o," she should shave off all her head, like men shave off the heads. "V'lo yadei isha de'isha," and the opposite, a man shouldn't wear colored clothes like a woman, and special garments which only women wear. And he says, if they do so, the chay of Malkus, though even the isha of Lo'ilbash. I'm just pointing out the Duke. The Gemara doesn't say Shirion, it says clay zain. Seems to be from the Gemara, Rashi understands, weapons. A woman cannot wear weapons which men wear. Interesting, the Rambam doesn't bring a weapon as a weapon, he brings a Shirion, means something which you wear. We could be medayik in the Rambam, something which we don't wear on ourselves, there won't be an issur, yeah? And this question, Bemet Halacha Lemaaseh, was a famous question, whether ladies are allowed to go out with ammunition or not, whether it was applicable to this diuk in the Rambam, and also the Gemara, yeah?
Uzi Mutar.
Uzi is the Yiddish name, Yom Seder. Okay, so, yeah. Now, if you look carefully in the Rambam, there's two separate halachas. One, Rambam deals with the issue of a man removing his hair. Another Rambam later on deals with an issue of a man dyeing his hair, painting his hair. When it talks about removing his hair from certain parts of the body, like under the armpits, or makom ha'erva, then the Rambam writes, the issur is only medivre suffering. And this is the Rabbanon. What happened to Lo'ilbash? The whole Gemara discusses Lo'ilbash. Not only that, later on when you come to say about plucking white from black, there's an Issa Doraisa. Dyeing your hair from white to black, there's an Issa Doraisa. So what's the difference between painting and then dyeing and plucking off to removing hair in certain parts of the body similar to what a woman does? Why one you hold the Rabbanon, a few Paskin like Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, you hold like Rabbi Eliezer, you hold the rice in both.
Huh?
I'm getting that. That's exactly what I'm getting. The question was asked about that, whether for shidduch a man can dye his hair. However, the Rambam seems to be that there's an issur d'oraisa of dyeing the hair. No exceptions. Yeah, we'll soon see if it's a custom of the place of even men dyeing, then the issur might be reduced, might be different. But I'm getting to that. Let me just clarify this issue. Yeah. So there's a difference between removing hair from certain parts of the body to dyeing the hair. And the Kesef Mishnah asks a question, and he answers a simple difference. He says the Rambam only asks something which is nikal, something which is seen on the outside. Everybody can see. When a person plucks his white hair, or he dyes his white hair, everybody can see he's done it. So it's nikal, so it's similar to wearing a garment, and therefore it's also the d'oraisa. When it comes to the inner parts, to the covered parts of our bodies, yeah, things which is not seen, so then there is the rabbanon only. That's what the Rambam holds. However, if it's a big enough community, implication to halacha now. Is the nisa d'oraisa to wearing inner garments? You want to wear a vest which is not a man's vest, or the opposite? Can a lady wear a man's vest, or something which is an undergarment? Seems to be, according to the Rambam, there's no nisa d'oraisa. According to the smug sefer mitzvah sagodl, the solution, he disagrees with the Rambam, and he holds, if you're paskin like Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, be consistent. That means go all the way through. Yeah? And even something which is inside, inner garments, if it's a lady's garment, it's also. Should be nisa d'oraisa. So it's an argument between the Rambam and the smug, halacha, the Shulchan Aruch, paskas like the Rambam, there's a nisa d'rabbanan only. However, there's a nisa d'rabbanan, so we can't push it off anyhow. But what, as opposed to Tzvia, there's a nisa d'oraisa. But what's got to do with that implication? The Rambam writes, Bameh is his loshon. Bameh devarim amurim. When do I say that it's an issur to remove your hairs in the cover, in the underpit, and under armpits, and also makom elva? That's in a place that only the woman do it. Aval bemakrim shemaavirim asear hanashim veanashim im heavir en makinoto. Interesting. Rambam says, when do we give a makas mardus, which is the rabbanon only, because he's holding, removing hairs in the covered part of the rabbanon? That's only when it's only a custom amongst women to do such a thing. But if in this place also men do it, so says the Rambam, we don't give him a makas mardus. You can understand the Rambam is saying you're allowed to. Finished. Once it's not only a lady's fashion, it's also a men's fashion, so halacha changes. So therefore, we should be allowed. Oh, listen again. Good point. Very good point. I'll get this to say. Let me just sharpen this, yeah? From the Rambam's words, seems to be en makin oto makat mardut. And the Bais Yosef is medayik, en makin oto makat mardut means he doesn't get punished. Beis Din haven't got the courage to go and hit him like in any Yisudra Abanon. But the Rambam doesn't seem to agree that you can do it, lechatchila. That means it's also, it's still also to do it. Even though it's a custom, we'll soon see where's the source of the Rambam to say such an idea. If it's already men also do it, why should there be a restriction at all? Huh? So, the Ran and the Goinim hold that if it's a custom of ladies, of men also to do such a thing, there's no Isra and it's Mutar Lechatchila. This boils down to an argument between the Sfaradim and the Ashkenazim, between the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah. Shulchan Aruch follows the Rambam and says, "En makin oto makat mardut," the way he said in the Bais Yosef, and therefore it's also with the Rabbanon still. However, you don't get any punishment. However, the Ramah holds muta lechatchila. If it's a custom also by men to do such a thing, it will become already muta lechatchila. What? Yes, the Rama says, "Achaverim nimnaim." People who are special, Tamid HaChachamim, should refrain even from that, even though it's Mutar Lechatchila. Tamid HaChachamim should refrain. There's an interesting story about the Gemara. There was one of they were going to hit someone. Ravami's Beis Din were going to hit someone, and they lifted up his shirt and they saw he's got hairs under his armpits. And they said, "Oh, we're min Chavraya. He's one of ours. Yeah, if he's one of ours, that's fine." So it seems to be. But there's a difference between Chaverim and not Chaverim. Yeah? That's why they let him off from the Malkus, which he deserved for other reasons. I'm looking more nosy. Anyway, Yeah. Yeah. So there's an argument between the Goyim and the Rambam, between the Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam. He asked a good point. Halacha lemaisa, what do we do? It says in the Rambam, if it's a minhag, but who initiates such a minhag? If you're going to go out to the street, especially nowadays, Achmara Litzlan, everything becomes, as you said, for both sides, yeah? You can wear trousers for this, shirts for that. So what are we going to go? Mix and match? We're going to follow the goyim? We're going to follow the goyim or not? So the Prisha is determined to say, I read the artist's Loshon, I'll find it. So the Prisha says, I'll have to read this part. Nira de Rotza Loimar Anashim Goim, the Kevin de Nahug Nahug, Vele Meidim Miminaga Goim. It was shocking when I saw this preacher. I was very. The preacher says that you can bring a raya from the Minaga Goim, because once the Goim dress in that fashion, so finish is not a multi-kuneisha, so you can learn from them. Didn't bring a riot to what he's saying. However, that's what the Prisha, and the Rabbi Kiva Iger quotes that. And I was quite I thought it was, you can rely on Rabbi Kiva Iger on the Prisha, especially when it comes nowadays. Yeah, if a man wants to dye his hair because he's got shidduch problems, yeah, he wants to reduce his age, so lechayra, he's got here. Nowadays, do men dye their hair? The goyim dye their hair? The goyim? Very self-finish. No? What? Oh. Yeah. I think they do. I think they do dye their hair. Ramosha Feinstein in Chubas, he's Mamash determined not like that. Not to allow someone to dye his hair. Maybe in his days, it's Chubas from Tavshin Yudalid. Tavshin Yudalid, I don't know how the market was in Tavshin Yudalid. But he writes, not only that, he says, not by plucking and dyeing. He says, even to take a certain medicine to help your hair turn black again. There was such a thing in Tavshin Yudalid. Yeah? Even that, it's also because of Moshe holds, the issue here is not the Maisa only. The issue here is the Teitzor, is the outcome. The fact that you look like a Yofi, in particular like a woman, that's the outcome. Very big, very machmed, Moshe. Together with that, we saw a Tshuva Sarashba. The Rashba in Tshuva says something quite sharp. And like that, we might understand the Rambam, why he didn't just agree that if it's a minhag also by men, so therefore you're allowed to do it. The Rashba says as follows, he brings the goyim in him, yeah? Al davar ze nitchavatzti ani kama yamim. Rashba was a rishon. Took him a few days to clarify an halacha. And he says, I was for days thinking about this, because I heard this rumor that there are some Talmidei Chachomim who want to be matir because it's become the minhag of men. So it says like that. He says, זה ומי שהרגיל בדבר עשו ונמשך בו ונמשך רבי מכך אין האיסור חוזר להתר. He says the fact that people decided to behave weirdly and take over fashion of women or things which women should be particular, not men, that doesn't make the thing acceptable. If not, אין לדבר סוף. Today, in our society, this is the Rashba 750 years ago. Can you imagine what he would say today? Yeah? So Rashba is really determined to say it's also, but he doesn't say it's also min hadin. He just says, שלא יהיה חויתן נזכר. מה פתאום these people who want to dress like women, פתאום we're going to give them a price and say, oh, fine, let's become a normal version? So he says, no way. We can't allow it. Now we can understand a bit the Rambam, why he holds this. An Issa the Rabbanon, but we can't hit him. Where's this Issa come from? The Rambam is saying, what's things which women should be particular on, and all of a sudden men take it on, that's not a reason to be mad at it. He says, we can't say he's even the Issa. Yeah, we can't say even the Issa in the Torah, even the Issa the Rabbanon of Makas Mardus. But we can restrict them to a certain limit, to a certain degree, and say that we can't... Bottom line. Yeah, you want to know whether a man can dye his hair for a shidduch purpose? There's an interesting Mordechai. Yeah, the Mordechai says in Shabbos, in Masechet Shabbos, the Bach brings it, and he writes that some men are hairy. It's quite common, right? Men are hairy. They want to remove the hairs in their hands. They feel uncomfortable. But the Mordechai says he doesn't feel uncomfortable because he wants to look like a woman. He feels uncomfortable amongst men. He's a bit too hairy. Yeah, and it does happen sometimes to the eyebrow, the eye, this, it's a bit bothered. The Mordechai says, that's fine. If that's the reason he's doing it because he's uncomfortable amongst men, then and baya. Yeah, person can do it. And the Bach brings it, they seem to be soymech. But I think there's a different differentiation between that, yeah, extra ribu se'al, to dyeing the hair. Dyeing the hair, what do you mean you feel uncomfortable amongst men? No, you're not feeling uncomfortable amongst men. You want to feel younger. You want to feel younger, that's different. That's not feeling uncomfortable amongst men. That's, you got a point. And feeling younger is something that only women ought to feel that problem. Not men. If you want to feel younger, then it's a ma'aser nashim. And that's why the poskim were not matir. I couldn't do it. Based on the Mordechai, they found no heter for men to do it. That's as far as the Rashba. If you know, by the way, the Targum Yamatan ben Uziel writes on this pasuk of Lo Yeh Kli Gever, he writes that it's referring, why is it talking about Keli? It's referring to tzitzis and tefillin. It's quite famous in Yonatan ben Uziel. And the question is that we know that the Gemara Neiruvin says that Michal bat Shaul wore tefillin. Interesting, the Ben Yishai points out tefillin, doesn't say tzitzis. Yeah, maybe it's a little levush and a tachit. Huh? Rashi's daughters as well. I looked for some other source. Okay. Except the Rashi's daughters as well. Presumably the ones that has such children, Rabbeinu Tam, Nari, Baratez, and Basil wore tefillin. Yeah? But Michal bat Shaul wore tefillin. How did she wear tefillin? Yonatan ben Uziel says clearly, Lo Ilbash is referring to tzitzis and tefillin. So the Bach says, based on the Bach, we can answer. We no longer to the mystical answers, which there are. That Michal knew according to her Kabbalah, she knew she was a Gilgul of a Zohar, of a male, and therefore there are. It's more than if Elelev brings it, and a few poets can bring it as an answer. Yeah, but let's go on a simple term, note. So the Bach says that anything, for instance, any garment which is a lady's garment, or the opposite, a man's garment for a lady, which is worn not for the purpose of wearing, as looking, whatever. For instance, it's raining, and you want to wear this coat, because it's raining, or it's cold, Mahmatzina, he writes. If that's the reason why you wear it, it's not for the purpose of just wearing it, the Bach is mechadish, that you're allowed to wear it. There's no issur of leil bash. Big chidush, the Bach brings it, and he bases, got sources to it. According to the Bach, based on the Bach, we can perhaps say that Michal bat Shaul, who wore tefillin, she didn't wear it for the sake of wearing it like a man. Yonatan ben Uziel and the Targum talking about they used to wear the tefillin all day. It was a normal garment for men, so therefore a woman shouldn't wear it. But if the woman decides to wear it for a few moments to mekayim the mitzvah of tefillin, so we won't object. Why? Because she's doing it not l'shem de levisha of the wearing as to look for a man, for the mitzvah purpose. If you do it for the mitzvah purpose, the Bach seems to be determined that even for garments, yeah, you can do the same thing, but you should know that the shach is a bit machmi, says doesn't make, it's not so simple what the shach says, that anyone can wear a garment. So maybe the Ben Yishai points out, perhaps that's why the Gemara says she only wore tefillin. She didn't wear a talis. Because a talis is a levush. A tefillin, you can say it's a bit more of a tachshit, yeah?
Huh? Or if it's a garment at all,
why? Oh, tefillin is a levush. On Shabbos, you can walk around in the street with a tefillin. If you find tefillin in the street, the Gemara even says you can wear it if you want. I said even more.
Oh, the tachshit legever, kemo cherev, lefi de'ah shel Rabbi Yehuda, shemutar b'shabbat. The tachshit legever is a levush.
Mitzuyan. Mishama mevi'in le'ayah. From there, they bring a proof. From the fact that Kli Zayin, the Gemara in Shabbos says about the Kli Zayin, that's the Lo Yeh Kli Gever Alisha. Yeah? So therefore, they also consider this as Kelim. Yeah? The Tefillin, Mitzad Keli.
So therefore, any terdam, any time it's akevi. So you have to come onto the Bach's Chiddush that it's because you're doing the Shem Mitzvah, you're not doing it for any other reason, yeah? So therefore, that's why she wore tefillin. Tefillin amoktev, if you find tefillin in the street, the Gemara and everybody says you can wear it. By the way, it says, Chavor Shalom told them, you change, you're going to wear tefillin even though you're oval for your wife. So it says, Pe'er tachat efer. Efer tachat pe'er. Normally an oval is not allowed to wear tefillin because it's put efer tachat pe'er. It's mashma pe'er. Mashma is a tachshit. It's something nice. So therefore it's a raya that it's a type of a keli, type of a garment. Yeah? As there should be the restriction of lo yikli geber. Yeah? However, I was going to discuss, but I didn't know whether to discuss this. But one of the great poskim has a tshuva whether a lady can wear trousers nowadays or not. Yeah, obviously it's not relevant in our circles. Yeah, but it was relevant there because the option was. This is once someone came to my father and says, "This rabbi says you're allowed to wear trousers." So far, it can't be. Looks up the tshuva and says that wasn't the question. The question is, what's better, wearing trousers or Rahman al-Islam something very short? That was the question. So that person says, you know what? On the trousers you can get about it. Yeah. On the trousers you get away. Because today they manufacture special trousers for men. I'm not so sure that it's so glach according to the Shulchan Aruch that the fact that they decide to wear trousers will turn to something which is a clay isha. Yeah, with a beged isha. Because we all know that the fact that you see pisuk raglaim, you see the shape of legs, yeah, it makes an issue. That's not the double tzanua. So we're not going to take a fashion from the street. Going back to the problem of the Rajba, it's very difficult to say such a thing. However, this question was asked, and it seems to be the Tzitz Eliezer was fire against it. Said that also, and I think Rav Ovadia himself and his tshuva is matir it, but only as an option is better than the other option. The other option, yeah? And that's what he discusses, yeah? Huh? Ah! Going back to Purim, yeah, you can't live without Purim. Okay, the Marimins comes along and says, based on this Svara that you're only wearing it for Simcha, and you're not wearing it for the purpose of this, it says the Marimins on Purim, you're allowed to wear costumes, men are allowed to wear costumes of women, even lechatchila. And the surprising thing is, the Ramah paskens like that. Have a look in the Ramah, in the last siman of Shulchan Aruch in the Yor HaChaim. He writes, I've got it here, one before the last one. He says, Mashe na'agu lilbosh parzufim bepurim, ve'gever lo vestim latisha ve'isha kli gever, and isu ba'dobo me'acha she'en mechavnim ela le'simcha ve'alma. That seems to be a source to the Bach's chiluk. That if you don't wear for the purpose of wearing, ve'chen b'levishat kilayim in the Rabbanon, also, but a minhag says the Ramah is like Sonar Yishayna that you could. The Achronim, the Bach, heads the Achronim who oppose this totally. He brings the Yereim writes Vasimchas Chosin Mekala, they used to do the same thing, and he shouts fire against the Yereim. Says the Yisud Doraisa, even for Simcha you're not allowed to. So says the Bach, Purim is no heter, yeah? And the Shla follows him, and the Mishnah Berurah brings it. And the lashon of the Mishnah Berurah is that I be yedea shekosav shama taz b'shem abach sheyesh levatel minhag ze hen bepurim ho b'simchas nisuyin meken kosav be'er ha'goyla sham. He says if the Bach also writes, if you don't know what this many many tragedies relevant to this began from these Purim stories, from the fact that they dress on the opposite, a man like a woman like a man. So we have to work hard, he says the Bach, to abolish this minhag. However, again, the Ramah says, based on the Marimins, that there isn't such a big problem, and in fact it's mutter, and that was the minhag. So, I'm not coming to be machreh, yeah, it's up to... Yeah, but what it seems to be, the umbrella. Going back to the umbrella. Yeah, the pink umbrella. According to the Bach, there's no issue of pink umbrella. And there's a diuk in the Rambam. There's a difference between a keli which is worn to a keli which you hold. And you should know the implication is to ammunition. Although the poskim, the Moshe seems to be machme only because of pikuach nefesh, he allows it. But I think from the Rambam, there's a nice diuk that the Rambam changes and says shiryon. He said something which is worn. A
klei milchama, which is worn. Something which is held in your hands, why should it be yisav klei geva? I know from a mirror, you'll bring me a proof that you're not allowed to look at a mirror. And the Shulchan Aruch holds a man is not allowed to look at a mirror. Yeah? The Ran and the Rama all hold it if it becomes normal fashion for men and women to look in the mirror, so everybody's allowed to. But the Shulchan Aruch seems to not accept that. And he says men shouldn't look. But I heard recently what Ben Sina Mashal once said, that he walked into the Yeshiva. You know Ben Sina Mashal, he was nifta about 10, 15 years ago. So he once, I heard this from him, he once walked to the Yeshiva, which he was teaching on, and one of the Bachim asked him, Rebbe, why are you wearing today two ties? So he looks, he says, oi. So from then on, he was usually machmir not to look in the mirror. He says, from then on, whenever he left his house, he used to be particular to check in the mirror that he's not wearing it.
But it's not on his face. It's not on his face.
No.
It's not on his face. It's maybe different.
Well, the mirror. No. So I said, maybe from there you bring your ayah that you're allowed to, even something which you don't wear, something which you hold even, from the fact that you're not allowed to look in the mirror. The mirror is different because the mirror, what you do with the mirror is, you make tikkunim. That's what the Rambam doesn't bring anything about the mirror. Huh? Opposite, yeah. You know why? Okay. Because someone else said, the kittel also is the opposite. No, the kittel. The kittel which you wear in Pesach night, which is the opposite. So no one asked him. Lama Sinta. Minal Smol. That's more Kabbalistic reason. Yeah, Minal Smol. There's another reason. One said that you're going to use the kittel, you're not going to button it yourself. Someone else will have to button it. So it's going to be a good day.